to Real Life Real Estate, the inside look at real life real estate and family. This is where we talk about life, listings, and so much more. I'm Wendy Wendorf, Homestead Realty. Today's guest is someone I truly love, Michelle Hayes. She's intellectual, insightful, and a free spirit, and she's also my little sister. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Today we're talking about a love for a city and also family. Tell me about your beginnings in West Bend so people get to know you a little better.
Well, great. Well, we grew up in West Bend together, and we first lived right by downtown, which is so awesome, right by where you're working now, which is so great to see you here. And we would ride bikes to Regner Park. We went to Fair Park Elementary. We would walk down to see the West Bend Theater, which where they used to have the movies. What else did we do?
Went shopping down here, like from New York City or something.
Maxwell Street Days was a big thing
for us. Oh, yeah, Maxwell Street Days.
Yeah, all the parades.
Candyman.
Yeah.
Candyman.
Love Candyman.
Love Candyman. Still. Yeah. Still the same.
And the bank you could walk and ask the teller just for Tootsie Roll Pops.
Yeah, with the best hair.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She did have the nice hair.
Yes.
Like, no one can tease her hair and make that.
Yeah.
What is that called?
Beehive.
Beehive. The way she could. She was so beautiful, too.
Yeah, and she was so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so we did that. We did that. And then your education is a lot. You had a lot of education, and that's, I think, when you started to, like, veer off.
Yeah, I took a different turn. Yeah, that's right. I did go to Marquette, which was a great university in Milwaukee, which was a great experience. Still have all of my best friends from there. And then I did go to graduate school at UWM, and I have a master's in sociology. So that is where I landed.
So this is the joke I was made, and my sister already warned me, like, stop making fun of me. But my sister went to Marquette, which is a really good flex to say, like, oh, my sister actually went to Marquette. And then people would be like, oh, you're Catholic? No. So, like, what is your sister majoring in? I'm like, oh, I don't know, but she's now a vegetarian, which was not socially acceptable then, and she doesn't shave her armpits. She does now. So, like, this education.
I wax now.
Oh, yeah. She learned to wax it. That took her a couple years. Like, my wedding, I'm like, okay, we have to talk about your armpits, okay?
And eyebrows. Yeah,
you have to talk about them. I mean, you came back to West Bend and then told your mother, who has beef farmers as her uncles, hey, I don't eat meat anymore.
That's true. That happened. fall of 1995, right after winning a hot dog eating contest in the Marquette Student Union, I won $75 as the top girl.
How many did you eat?
Eight with buns in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, though, it was an environmental and, like, my animals
like
are my friends.
You were, like, freedom fighting.
Yeah, animals are my friends and really about the farmers because corporate farming was taking over and the farmers really are, like, the fruit of the earth. The salt of the earth.
So would you eat a hamburger if you knew it came right from a farm?
I would not, no.
Are you sure?
I never ate hamburgers, as you may recall.
Yeah.
Mom said that Dad made too many when she was working, like, second shift when I was a toddler. So I did grow up not eating hamburgers and never ate them.
Okay, steak.
Steak.
Steak
was really hard. I went cold turkey on steak. I was really big into steak with mushrooms. When I first became vegetarian, I still ate venison that Dad would get or fish that we would catch. And then I moved away. And so I stopped eating venison and I don't eat any of it. I'll eat fish every once in a while. No.
Okay.
I'd take a bite maybe.
Okay.
But no.
Let's talk about your love of Washington County, especially West Bend, because I feel like your early adulthood, you really didn't like us because you were, like, off everywhere. We're going to talk about that. So some rapid fire questions right now about West Bend. Best deal at Shopko.
I'm stuck on that's where I got my training bra. So, but when they were closing, they moved across the street.
You don't need them.
Yeah.
They didn't
when
work.
When they moved across
anything.
The street, they were closing Shopko where Pick and Save is now. They did all this clearance stuff and
with
they
the
had all the gold picture frames.
Yes.
Really, really cheap. Remember
that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Best days at Taco Bell.
So when I was in high school, I love Taco Bell. When I was in high school, if everyone remembers, they had the miniature tacos. They were only like this big. And so I'd go through the drive-thru every day of, like, senior year and get them.
Okay, best day. Okay, best thing at Candyman. Best thing at Candyman.
Oh, God, Candyman. Oh, just everything. Well, I will say that when I was about four, they had the caskets with the bones in them, which I lifted and went home. My dad was like, how did you get that? How'd you get that?
You stole it?
From Candyman.
Oh, my God.
He made me walk back to Candyman. And you know, they was the owners. And tell them what I had done and pay for it. At work. That was a big, big lesson.
Did he take you down there? Did you just retire yourself?
I think he probably, I don't know.
No,
I mean,
they
I think
just
he
let
me,
us.
He made
like,
us walk
okay,
there.
Go.
He probably, you know, he made me walk there and go tell them what I had done. Anyways.
And then tell us about our childhood diet. Why we're so skinny is when we would go to Regner, we would go there for like 12 hours and not even think about bringing a glass of water.
No, we didn't. You didn't drink water back in the 70s and 80s. I don't recall.
But we didn't bring a sandwich.
No.
At Regner.
No.
12 hours a day.
No. If mom would ever took us, she did bring packed stuff, Great America in there. But if we went, no, I don't recall ever really having anything. But unless we had like a quarter for the ice cream machine, remember? And you would try to like do it where you could get two out.
Yeah, remember that? Okay, back to rapid fire. Best times in West Bend?
You know, West Bend, I will say, in Washington County, was a great place to grow up. I will always say that. Even when I moved away, I said that. It's... you know, I had my friends, and they would have, we lived all over in the country, and then Crystal would have bonfires in high school,
right.
And like everyone would come, and it was just great. But, and also I will say, like, I love the fresh water. It's the freshwater lakes are everywhere here. There's so much swimming. It doesn't exist where I live now. There's no fresh water where I live now. And so it's like, it just like, there's boating, there's swimming, there's fishing,
hiking.
There's hiking. It's like
right.
Great. Ridge Run, you know, I spent a lot of time in high school there.
Yeah, I did not.
This country, it's beautiful.
Okay, so what sports did you play in high school?
I was in cross country. I was in varsity my freshman year.
Freshman year, varsity.
Basketball and track.
Basketball you were really good at.
I was okay. I mean, there's people that were about to practice more than me.
What about track? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, track was great too. I was also on varsity just because I think I was probably tall and a long runner. I don't know, long distance runner.
Okay, let's talk about places that you've lived since high school.
Well, that's exciting to talk about. So the summer between junior and senior year of college, Crystal and I spent the summer right outside of Seattle in Tacoma, Washington.
Know this.
Yeah,
okay.
We worked for her uncle in this wacky like job, like taking inventory of schools just for the summer. Came back, graduated, and then I decided I was going to be a VISTA volunteer, which is like the Domestic Peace Corps.
Yes.
And decided,
because your mother wouldn't let you go to Africa, keep going.
I did want to go to the Peace Corps. But anyway, so then I was like, I'm going to move to Vermont, which I'd never even been to.
Yes.
New England is beautiful. My favorite band, Fish, was from there. So I was like, I'm going to move to Vermont. And I did that. So I was there for over a year, maybe a year and a half. It's so beautiful. No billboards in that state still. It's beautiful. And then I moved back. And then I moved to Colorado for like 3 years in Frisco, in Summit County, with ski mountains. Beautiful. And then I spent a summer in Tahoe. And then I moved to Whitefish, Montana, which is like 90 miles away.
Should I be going to there?
It's so beautiful. It's right by Glacier National Park.
Yeah. Yeah, I just figured that
out. You can take the train from here to there. It would be great.
Okay, I'm not trying to go
right
by
British Columbia, which is like so amazing and incredible. Then I moved back, and then I moved to Northern California for a minute. Then I moved back, and now I'm in Los Angeles.
Where are you? Like, I just tell everybody you live in Hollywood to make you sound
I live
cool.
In the Valley, so I'm actually a Valley girl, I discovered. So, gang me with a spoon. Totally. And now we lived in Valley Village, and now we live in North Hollywood. It's all, like, right by, actually, the studios, by Burbank, right by Universal City. Like, so the valley is, like, in between, you know, the mountains. And then over it is, like...
Okay, people always ask me, like, what you're doing there. And I'm like, she's not on TV. She doesn't even come over here. But anyways, what are you doing there? Just like you're raising your kids, just having a couch.
I'm raising my children there. I didn't choose to be there. Nobody would ever expect me to be there. It kind of chose me, really, you know, the father of my kids. Started working there, and so we ended up moving there all to be back together. My job, I took remote, so I'd already worked 10 years in an office with my boss, Jason. And so I've worked remote for the last 9 years. I have no reason to be in Los Angeles. So other than, that's where I've been raising my family.
Okay, let's talk about, this is the part where Michelle saw, and then she's like, don't make me sound like an idiot. Let's talk about moon magic.
Okay, well, so.
It's like something you found. I think you were dabbling in it a little bit, and then you really made a commitment because you are a research person.
Yeah, I like to learn. I'm a lifelong learner, and so I will say that I've always been interested in astrology. Like, I think it's kind of interesting, right? But I never really got past the sun sign. And then I had what I would call a spiritual awakening years ago. Yeah, I woke up on January 1st. I just woke up on January 1st, New Year's Day, and I knew that year was going to be transformative and, like, expansive, and I didn't know what that meant.
Like, did you hear it or you just felt it?
I just woke up and I just knew.
You just knew it.
But
yeah.
I just knew and I had no idea what that meant. And then I did, for the first time ever, I followed this woman and I did the 7-day
You follow her, like, on Facebook?
Dream, vision board. I think she was on Facebook or something, but I did a vision board with Quilla,
yes,
Baron Reed. And I
yes,
never done
vision
one.
Boards will change your life. It's
yeah.
so
yeah.
inspiring to go back and be like, I did go to Austin, or I did do this, or this happened.
Right.
I love vision boards.
Yeah, it was, like, intentional and spiritual. And then she had speakers on every day, and she had Deborah, who I ended up studying astrology with that year, and I went like, okay, I'm just going to do it all.
No,
it was
like you're in a college class. Like,
yeah.
We couldn't even
yeah.
talk to you because you were like, I got to talk to my
I was studying.
Sister moon people.
Yeah, and
like,
then going into that where you were learning really about, like, your placements and your planets and your natal.
What do you mean your placement?
So, like what, the exact time you're born, there's, like,
yeah.
a picture of, like, what the sky is, where all the
yeah.
planets are, where the sun is, where the horizon is, where the moon is. It's all in an astrological sign, which are the constellations, right? And so that is like a snapshot. And then that you is you for the rest of your life. Where you were born dictates like what's on the horizon and all that. And then as you go through life, the planets are still moving, right? So they're transiting around your picture, your natal planet, you know, your natal.
But if you know this, how are you using this information?
So
should
I
we be giving
so,
it to high school graduates?
So yeah, I think that everyone, you know, it's a really, especially like your moon is your emotional temperament. And if you think about just like the moon anyways, it rules the tides, like there's so much, you know, and we're so disconnected from nature and how, you know, our knowledge. And so as we awaken, we're starting to, I think, come into the retuning into this like ancient wisdom that's always there for us to have.
I think you're right about
yeah.
that.
So, yeah.
You're much more open. If I would have
yeah.
talked about this 4 years ago, you would just went to, like, the loony bin after this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think people are so open to it.
Yeah. You've got to know your audience, too, though.
This is the audience.
Or the
this
language.
The
language to use.
Is there anything you want to talk about today besides anything else? Like, how are you using those seances? How are you using those seances to change your life?
Well, I say that last year. So what I started doing, because I wanted to, like, you know, it's like anything. Like, you can learn about something, but unless you do it in practice,
yeah,
you
yeah.
really have to, like, keep, you know, like, fine-tuning it. And so last year what I was doing was I was holding new moon and full moon circles, just, like, online with my women friends. And No, there's some men, but in my world, I kind of just belong to the spiritual women's community, where we're, you know, exploring these things like meditation and crystals and.
Now, are you like
talking to
like my sister's making fun of me? She thinks I'm weird, or
yes.
my life partner Sam is like, get off there, you're weird. I mean, do you guys talk about like finding support, or do you find support in there? Like, you find more education in there to.
If I, yeah, but then how do you use it in practice?
Yeah.
Right? So Sam, like, supports what I do. He's not part of it, though. He calls it my hippie mumbo-jumbo, and he
yeah.
laughs at me. And then, but there's, like, parts of him that kind of believe, but he just, like, lets me do my thing. And then I find support, really, within this women's network. And then the
practice
of it.
Are you, like, telling the future? Like, should I quit this job? Or
no, I don't do that. I mean, the woman I studied with was more a psychological. She's a clinical psychologist and
so
astrologer.
You can get therapy and? Okay.
Yeah. So it's like more about, like, you know, like understanding who you are and your temperament.
Your self-awareness.
Just, yeah, it's like self-awareness, and it helps you understand. When I learned about my moon sign, it really was like, oh, I'm like an Aries fire. I'm always it just like really kind of made sense, right? So once you start learning a little bit more about your placements, it's a way to like learn about yourself, and I'm really happy to go through your chart at some point with you.
Me? Well, I think you offer that to anybody.
Yeah.
It's like you're already gonna tell me like it just all makes sense. So if you're self-aware and if you're open to it, which I am open to it.
Yeah, you know, it's like one of those things, like you get the messages that you need to hear and the time that you need to hear them, and what
yes.
are you open to them? You know, looking for signs and synchronicities in your life, I think, is really important.
Is it tied to, like, religion? Like, are you going to start going to church and stuff now?
It is not tied. I think that religion and spirituality are two separate things.
Okay.
They, you know, some people find spirituality through religion, right? But it's mm-hmm. not the same thing. And I would say that I'm more to. Nature is more of my deal.
And why are you living in Hollywood? When are you moving back? Hey,
that's a great question.
This is for Mom Hayes right here. When
so
are you moving to Webeck to West Bend, Wisconsin?
No, that's a great question. You know, I would say I wasn't open to it until about 3 years ago. And I remember coming back because I was like, a great place to live.
To visit.
I love coming back here. It's home. It's always home, right? But I would say about 3 years ago, I was like, wow, this is actually would be a great place to live. Back to the water and the winter and the fall
I
and
just
the avalanches.
On the river you could have bought.
Yeah, I would love to be on the water. I would love to be on the water. So we'll see. But I mean, really, like our family is from the south western corner of Wisconsin,
yeah.
where the, you know, the glaciers,
yeah.
the Driftless region. It's so beautiful there. And I really feel like that's where I would also like to have a home.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, 3 hours from here. So.
Because you can, okay, but where are you going to get your family to move to? I mean, the whole thing is getting Silas, who's super talented in basketball, my nephew, and he already made varsity as an eighth grader, basically, and he travels all over, and he was even on the Puma circuit, whatever that means. So he's playing ball in Orlando, Seattle, Las Vegas. Your plan, not our plan. Our plan is to get him into Marquette, which would bring you guys back home.
So I have not pushed Marquette. That's not been my thing. But Silas on his own has been talking about wanting to go to Marquette. And actually, interestingly enough, for the first time, there's a new president. But for the first time, they did a speaking tour. So he just came to West Hollywood like 2 months ago.
That is
a sign. I went, and so I spoke to him. I was like, hey, how do I get my son seen? Like for the basketball, because
you
really got
to
get to Chicago. Absolutely.
Oh my God, what did
you
say?
You got to start planting the seeds.
Yeah.
He just laughed, right? He just laughed. But, you know, one of my best friends is on one of the, a committee supporting Ron Marquette.
Nice.
And so I'm like, you need to talk. He's, you know, like, you need to talk to them, get into the athletics.
Like, what should we be doing?
We're just starting to, like, plant the seeds. But, you know, Shaka, if you're listening, Silas Steiner Hayes is coming for you.
So, and I mean, you're going to have to, yeah. You're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah. But, you know, that would be great if he came here because I wouldn't move away from my children. But if my children moved, I could move by them and then we could, Mirabelle was easy.
Yeah, you say she's easy. I don't know. She gets a boyfriend or anything.
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta get
thank
her
you.
There.
Thank you for coming. And next time I want to get really into it, like maybe we even have the charts and everything here that you could really talk to people because people do are really interested. I mean, we didn't even talk about fish today. Like... You know what I said to my sister when we started
talking about church
and her church music? My sister also followed, but you haven't for a little while, but she also for years and years and years just recently follows fish around with her kids, without her kids.
Still. I see
still.
Them year, every year.
But
we saw them at the Sphere last time. This summer.
So, you know, when Michelle started following fish, you know what I told her? Jerry's dad, get a job. So she's doing it all. So we haven't talked about that. I'd love to have you back on and maybe like get into detail. I wanted people to like meet you and like you and know that you're intellectual, even though your thoughts are like really out there. Not out there, but like, you know, they're like
yeah.
floating. They're not really square.
They're not square.
And
it's
I think
not
West Bend is
yeah.
ready. They would not be ready for this conversation
right.
20 years ago or even 10 years ago.
No, I'm an outlier. But
I mean, we have an organic market here now, Michelle.
That's great. Everybody should be organic, thinking about the earth and supporting the earth.
Okay, but we don't
yes.
have time because we're running out of time. But then you say that, then what's your daughter's favorite drink?
So my sister... got my daughter on addicted to Diet Coke. And if you know anything, there's a whole like following
no,
weird
true.
Thing.
Oh, I got the sweatshirt.
Yeah. So like cancer causing, if you're, you know, if you get cancer, it's from that.
No, I didn't. I'm just so beautiful that she's like addicted to me.
Yeah.
Her and I have always had a very special relationship.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that today because it will make everybody jealous. But Maribel and I have always been twin flames. I can't help it.
That's true.
I cannot help it.
My
she
daughter
was
wearing... born doing makeup. I mean,
she's like wacky clothes. Like, do you remember like when you wouldn't get her ears pierced? And then Kevin was, let's tell this funny story about Maribel. So I had got, I'm not going to say I was going to do it, but I had asked if she could get her ears pierced. She was, what, 9 months old? And you're
yeah.
like, no, I would never do that. Let her decide. Right? And I'm like, I bought a ear piercing gun. Remember that? And Kevin
yes.
found it
yes.
and reported me.
Yeah, a piercing gun. My sister bought her own piercing gun for my baby.
I didn't do it. I got too scared because Kevin like put down the hammer.
Yeah.
And, like
you got caught.
Yeah, basically. But she was wearing furs at like 2 years old.
That's true. She really was.
So it's not surprising that she went to an art school, that she's amazing, that she's super beautiful, because we look a lot alike. So. She's super skinny like me and everything. So.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So happy to see you. We're right in West Bend celebrating the holidays together.
Yes, that's true. And we're right by where we grew up. Like, this is where we spent so much time downtown. So I really am proud of you that this is where you landed.
Yeah, this is
this
really
is like
great.
So incredible. Right across from the West Bend Theater sign in Hoosar's House of Fine Diamonds.
Yeah.
Exactly where you need to be.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This has been another episode of Real Life Real Estate with Wendy Wendorf, Homestead Realty. Thank you for watching, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.